Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's about 21 in the shade.
July.
And also, outside of the shade, it's also 21 because there's no fucking sunshine. Anyway, how are you handling this?
It's soared to 11 degrees. A ferocious 11 degrees in Scotland. So, because it's so hot, I've decided to call this heat wave, this 11 degree heat wave, the Gila monster, because you've got to give these storms. Have you noticed this?
Yeah.
So you've got sort of, you know, reasonably hot temperatures in the Mediterranean. Nothing special. So, quite often, not as hot as they were last year. But they get this is a new thing. It's not a heat wave. It's a heat storm.
Yes.
And in America, it's not a heat wave. It's a heat dome.
Yeah, what's a heat dome?
It's just fucking shit they made up to make it more scary than it's quite hot and sunny.
And also, they've given it a name that goes back to sort of, you know, antiquity, and it makes you feel scared because it's all about the gods of the underworld who are crawling out of the fucking, literally out of the earth. The lava-soaked earth to grip you with their deadly hands and pull you into the Hades that's inside the fucking...
It's the furnace-like heat.
I mean... Furnace is the name.
16 degrees in London.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
But the thing I love that you and I have talked about is these fucking news reports where they're going, it's a terrible, terrible scene here in the south of France in Antibes, and then behind them, there's a lot of people on a beach.
They're throwing balls at each other, playing catch, swimming. There's sunbathing.
Picture in the sun of a couple sitting outside a cafe,
drinking
a beer, having a fucking ice cream.
Compare and contrast.
You want to score?
Yeah, compare and contrast. The front page of the most gullible, stupid, shit newspaper that ever existed since we worked there, of course.
Yeah, it wasn't
the
like
Daily
that.
Mirror.
It wasn't like that
today it's got like World on Fire, and it's some sort of fireman with a baby and the trees on fire. Switch to the Sun, and there's a British couple having a beer by the beach.
Yeah,
it's
not wearing very much.
Yeah, I mean, but this is just nonsense. It's alarmism. It's irresponsible. Yeah. The BBC, you know, fucking hell, let's say it's the hottest day ever in Spain. Oh, wait a minute, it's not very hot at all. I know, if we measure the ground, that's 60 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's tell them it's really hot on the ground.
Yeah, well, luckily we're not buried in the fucking ground, so that doesn't actually matter. We're walking around.
Yeah, but they changed the statistics to be more scary. So, they keep going to Furnace Creek in Death Valley, that... hottest place on the face of the planet.
Yeah, it is actually called Furnace.
Yeah, I've been there, you know, and every day it's
hot.
It is hot, yeah. Every day it's actually it's not as hot as you might think because it's there's no humidity. It's very
below,
dry.
Yeah, it's below.
It feels all right to be there. But anyway, every day is 50 degrees. So of course the climate change scaremongers wanted to say, they've had the hottest day ever in the history of the world in Furnace Creek. So they go over there and, it isn't the hottest day ever. Hottest day ever was 1913, that's 110 years ago. So what they did is go, hang on, wait a minute. Yeah, I think we've got something here. It's the hottest week ever. We can use that. That'll scare people. Oh, fucking hell. It's not really actually very hot in Algiers. Let's go over to Phoenix, Arizona. Where the fucking reporter on ITV News last night said it hasn't rained here for 21 days. It's a fucking desert. It doesn't rain in deserts.
If you continue on with this particular logic, this time last year in London, it was about 41, right? This day, it's 21. So if it carries on like this, by sort of a week on Friday,
you'll
be back in the fucking ice age.
Indeed,
you make yourself a warm coat.
Yeah, world on fire. That was when one field in Essex caught fire. No, it was like Britain on fire, Britain in flames. What? It's some sort of weird group of people, and it's not just these Just Stop Oil dorks or these idiots from Insulated Britain. There's a group of people who I think are making money out of the climate change crisis, who are determined to terrify everyone into drinking the carbon net zero Kool-Aid. It's all bollocks. The BBC and ITV are effectively lying to the people about this and mangling the statistics to keep everyone in a state of terror, and that's a fucking scandal.
And they're actually not even pretending that they're not mangling the statistics, because they're using words like may. They're using words like potentially. They're using words like, could, this weekend, prices are predicted to. Yeah. But all of the reports that you see, whether it's supposed to be 48 or 50, if you actually look up in real time what your weather app tells
25.
You, it's
but 25. But next week,
it's 30. Yeah. They have this, they had this thing about Algeria being 50. It wasn't 50. Yeah. Yeah. It was 31.
Yeah, 31. And then the papers are all printing this story saying terrified Brits are cancelling their European holidays.
No,
the truth is that excited Brits are desperately rushing to book holidays in the Mediterranean because the weather looks nice.
I mean, in Lindos is another place in Rhodes, right, where I was a few years ago. Yeah. When I was there, it was really fucking hot. We had a lovely villa with a pool. It was fantastic. Every time you got too hot, you threw yourself in the pool. And there, I think the hottest has been this week, about 36. Which if you're walking about, staggering about, and eating food off a fucking taverna's, grill, you might sweat a bit, but it's not going to kill you unless you've got something fucking wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weird thing that's going on right now. And, the question is in whose service do these gullible television channels and gullible newspapers do this? Who are they doing it for?
I don't understand how journalism has become so shit, because that's what it is.
Yeah, you have...
We'll come back to the BBC.
Serious reporters. The ITV reporter in Phoenix, Arizona yesterday is a really good reporter. I've had him on my show. He's a good guy as well, called Tom Rivers. But to be honest with you, debasing himself, standing there in fucking Phoenix, Arizona, because it hasn't rained for 21 days and it's searingly hot. It's a fucking desert.
He also kept interviewing these fucking homeless
people. It's really bad for homeless junkies.
Because we're sleeping outside of the street, and we get dehydrated. It's like, it's not that great for fucking smoking crystal meth.
Well, I was tossing and turning.
I was like the killer of the fucking weather.
Exactly, I was tossing and turning last night. I couldn't get sick, and my wife's. Henry actually sort of like jabbed me in the ribs. He said, "Why can't you get to sleep?" I said, "I'm worried about homeless junkies in Phoenix."
Fuck's sake. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Fuck Christ alive. Talking of Just Stop Oil, they've not had a great week, have they? Because they've just ramped up their activities, right? And so just the other day, one of them got fucking lapped.
We knew it would fucking happen. We knew it would happen. And it was in Earl's Court in London.
Was it?
Yeah, and some guy gets out of a car, beats the fucking living shit out of some little cunt from the Just Stop Oil. Daniel, who turns out to be the same guy that Johnny Bairstow carried off the test match pitch. Yeah, and so he said, "Oh, I don't bear him no ill will. I don't give a fuck what you bear,
you little prick.
Yeah. And look, of course we don't condone violence, and I'm actually...
No, we can,
we condone this violence. But it was always going to happen.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm glad that...
And it'll happen more and more, because people are getting fucked off. These wankers are doing it more and more, and so therefore they're broadening their kind of cover.
Yeah.
So the rules of fucking... just the rule of average says that more people are going to get more wound up, and more of you are going to get fucking the shit kicked out.
Yeah. So, and think about this, right? So in the past few days, particularly at the beginning of this week, we had a plethora of videos because they've launched 14 roadblock demonstrations on Monday, 5, I think, on Tuesday, and more on Wednesday. Wednesday, of course, was when that guy beat the fuck out of the other guy. And so you got all these videos fucking everywhere. And guess what? Guess what? Who is conspicuous by their absence in every...
The
fucking police. Where the fuck are they? Where the fuck are they? You know, it's funny to see this kid, this idiot Dan, desperate Dan, get beaten up. And I'm glad he wasn't badly hurt, but he fucking well could have been.
Yeah,
and frankly, the police need to be there. You know, I mean, that guy could have fucking killed him.
Also, seriously, I mean... You get hit as hard as that guy hit the casino.
Yeah, I know.
Fine,
yeah,
but you can hit your head on the fucking on the road.
Yeah.
You could be dead.
Yeah, and
I would blame the police entirely
because they're not fucking
I don't blame the guy for getting enraged because people do, and I don't blame people for having a flash of temper because that happens, and these fuckers are causing it. But the police should be there to stop that from happening.
Yeah, I know, and they're never ever. There, it's extraordinary. I think it's because they're woke. They support Just Stop Oil.
Well, do you know there was a clip that I saw yesterday of two coppers, one somewhere near Westminster, basically just chatting to the Just Stop Oil people.
Well, at least they were there.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing anything about it. Even though
they don't.
And another copper comes over to him and says, "Would you mind not fucking talking to them and fucking arrest them?"
No.
So there's clearly a bit of a conflict going on.
Yeah, some of the cops are definitely
who seem to think that it's not their job to arrest
them. The next story, though, Mike, is going to be this: that one of these Just Stop Oil people will get killed.
Someone in a car
will say, "I'm not getting out of the car to punch that fucker. I'm going to run him over," and the police won't be there.
We've already had a couple of cases of cars driving very quick. Past them and around them, and if one of them was in the way, they'd be dead.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and you'd have to say it's your own fault.
Yeah, but the police have got to, you know. Yeah. And I'll tell you what'll happen about the beating up incident on Wednesday, right? The guy who beat him up, the police will go fucking gangbusters to find him and convict him, and the desperate Dan, the little fucker. Breaking the law, obstructing the King's Highway, they will not prosecute. So there's double standards there. You've got two lawbreakers, one gets done, the other one doesn't. What's the difference? One, the one who doesn't get done is in Just Stop fucking Oil.
Yeah.
The other one is an angry motorist. Fucking
now,
police.
Speaking of things that you don't expect to see, I don't know if you remember seeing this. This was a video that got sent to us on Thoughtless by Pluto, who spotted it first.
Right.
This is the monkey. He's trying to attract the woman who's at the zoo, looking through the glass cage. What's he doing?
He's wanking.
Wanking. She finds it very amusing.
Wanking monkey.
He's like literally just wanking in front of her, looking at her,
it's...
trying to attract her inside the cage.
I must try that technique.
Well, you know, it might work.
Fucks. Wanking monkeys.
Yeah.
We found them first.
We did actually start that.
Fuck's sake. You've seen that the weirdly named migrants barge, the Bibby Stockholm, has now docked in the tiny town of Portland, where the furious residents are protesting, but as is the government's wont, being totally ignored. 509 young men are set to inhabit that boat, right? That
apparently, they're putting air conditioning units in. They're putting TVs in.
Oh, yeah.
In addition to the pool tables and the bar.
Yeah, I don't think it won't be selling alcohol.
No, probably not.
But it's fairly. Two migrants per room. But the point is, so it's going to have 509 migrants. On Tuesday, how many migrants crossed the channel illegally? 574. So, Rishi.
Don't
pass go. Why don't we send the fucking barges to Calais, pick them up, and then sail them back to Britain? But think about it. So we'll be talking, we've got a solution. It's these barges. So these barges are not even big enough to hold one day's worth of migrants.
Can I now do that famous line from the Treasure of Sierra Madre? Yeah. We don't need no stinking barges.
Well,
I said this ages ago. You might as well get as many of these barges as you can and actually build them one after the other across the channel, and they can just walk to fucking Britain. Because you might as well. And also, what about Liverpool and Edinburgh? Both Labour councils refusing to allow the cruise ships to dock so that they could get the migrants onto the cruise ships. That should be, in my view, a fucking treasonable offence.
Well,
because if the government is asking for that to happen, what the fuck is he going to do with it?
Well, good for them. Fuck them. Tell the government to fuck off.
No, but they're supposed to be helping us to deal with the fucking problem. And I realise that the government is not exactly fucking playing a blind here. But if they want to put some of these fuckers on cruise ships, then surely it's not for Liverpool City Council to refuse to let them dock.
The government's frightened of Liverpool City Council and frightened of London as well.
Well, they should be frightened of Edinburgh.
Because they're frightened of big cities, because big cities have got a lot of... but they're not frightened of little towns like Portland, with 12,000 residents, one copper, one. So they get it imposed on them.
Yeah. I guess what I'm saying is that we shouldn't be living in a country where the second tier of government refuses to do what the first tier of government has been genuinely elected to fucking do.
Yeah, except for I don't want any more of these barges.
Well, I don't really care.
I want to turn the fucking boats around. Stop them coming. Stop them coming.
It's not about where they go.
This is what's going on. The poor people of Portland, as I say, 12,000 of them, tiny little town. It's an island, actually.
Yeah. It's at the end of Chesil Beach, isn't it?
Yeah, their protests have been completely ignored.
Yeah.
When, the government does sit up and listen to to big cities. So you're right, there's double standards there, but this whole thing is a fucking mega shit show.
It's a massive shit show, and it ain't getting any fucking better. As you say, there's going to be another fucking, 20,000 people here by the end of August.
Yeah, don't forget you've got the Weathersfield Air Base in Essex.
Yeah.
It's just open for business, 12 ongoing there. Yeah. You've got the one at RAF Scampton, that's going to have about 2,000. 2,000. Bexhill, 1,250. And more, and they want to have 9 more of these barges, but you're right, nobody's fucking having them.
Yeah.
But Portland didn't have enough power to stop. And do you know what the government fucking did? The local council at first supported the residents and said, this is outrageous, you've imposed this on us. The weirdo that won't
great
go
name.
On the media
yeah.
is a plantation owner,
yeah, right.
slave trader.
Yeah.
That's true. Not so current, but his family.
His name to that power station.
Yeah, yeah. So, the local council of Portland, were the residents, are going to fight this all the way. What's the fucking government do? Here's £2 million. Now shut up. So the council shut the fuck up.
Well, the council shut up, but that doesn't mean the people are going to
shut up. Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, but the people have been overridden because the council that at first supported the people was bribed by the government.
Well,
they can't bribe London and Liverpool because London and Liverpool piss £2 million. They're not interested in that. So they can bribe small towns.
Yeah,
that's where all these barges are going to end up, small towns.
The council should then give that money back to the fucking council taxpayers. So he's a
yeah, but they're, at the very least. But they're willing bribe recipients, aren't
yes.
they?
I mean, unbelievable. Now, before we go on, I just want to bring you the great news that Manscaped are back. Manscaped, who used to promote this podcast and subsidise it and basically endorse it, are back, and they want to sell us the Beard Hedger, the pro kit for you.
Excellent.
If you haven't got, I know you haven't done, have you ever grown a beard?
Yeah, I have.
Did you have a beard?
Last time I grew a beard, I was a student. That's when I went through a phase where I grew a beard and smoked a pipe.
I thought
I was going to be out. I was trying to look academic.
You must bring those pictures in. We're going to post them. I keep forgetting to do it, but I told you I was going through all these old pictures of my mother's gaff in America.
Yeah.
I ended up bringing a load back. And I've found a couple of your pictures at Tim and Wendy's.
Christ, I remember.
25th
yeah,
wedding.
Yeah, 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 in south of France, yeah.
Where I disgraced myself by telling stories and all that stuff. You didn't think it was as funny as I thought it was.
It was about their dog. I remember.
Yeah, which is a great story. I think I might have told it. I don't know if I've told it on the live stage show.
Thank you.
But we'll do it as a Patreon episode. So if you haven't got that, check it out. But anyway, Manscaped now, we've done, because I've never actually grown a beard, and I'm not sure I ever will, but Pooch, our producer,
has got one.
So we're asking
it's a very
him,
fine beard,
basically,
too.
If he so can try out all of the things that we're going to get from the pro kit. What you get is you get a rotary trimmer,
right.
So you can trim the beard. And Boots obviously keeps his in very good order. It's got a titanium coated T blade, right? You then get some beard shampoo to,
okay.
to get a nice lather going, a bit of conditioner, because it keeps it, you know, nice and soft, so you don't have to fucking look too much like a caveman. And then, after that, you put beard oil on it, and then there's some beard balm. And, you know, so you basically look after your face. You get 3 free gifts as well. Absolutely brilliant. And you get 20% off. You always get this if you're a Manscaped fan and you're a fan of the Thought Police. You get free shipping. Here's the code. You basically put in police at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com. You get beard hedger. They say it's one stroke, it's one guard, 20 lengths. It's a great thing, actually.
Yeah, I like that. I like
a lot of our listeners, because we've met many of our listeners.
These are good products.
And they have been, and it's all very nicely put together. It's a lovely gift as well, if you've got Christmas coming up.
Absolutely.
Or somebody's birthday. It's always a good thing to get your man. So go and get it. Pro Beard Kit. It comes with a brush, a comb, and some scissors.
There you go.
So there you go. So thank you to Manscaped.
Thank you, Manscaped.
Yep. On this particular occasion. Let's get back to the news. So anyway, the other big story of the week we've got to do is the Nigel Farage Coutts Bank fucking fiasco. Can you believe what those fucking idiots have done?
Yeah, and so this is a saga that goes back a couple of weeks when Nigel Farage revealed that the top people's bank that he's banked with since the 1980s, Coutts, is shutting down his accounts. He suggested that that was because they didn't like his political outlook, that he's too right-wing, he was a Brexiteer. Said nothing, actually, because they refused to discuss why they were closing his accounts. But triumphantly and suspiciously, a few days later, the state broadcast of the BBC said, ha ha ha, it's not because of his political views, it's not because he's right-wing, it's not because he's a Brexiteer, it's because he doesn't have enough money. You have to have
They kind of intimated that not just did he not have enough money, but he basically didn't have any money.
Yeah, well,
that it was all a fucking charity.
Well, they also put forward the proposal that you need £1 million to have an account. Well, I have friends who have accounts in Coutts. They're the right kind of people. Yeah. They're top people. They're aristocrats. Right. Like, but they're not
quite often don't have any fucking.
They're
money.
Not fucking millionaires. Right. It's well known that Coutts, for many years, maintained with no punishments a massive overdraft of the Queen Mother. So they don't require people to be millionaires. Anyway, the BBC, they go, it's because he hasn't got enough money. Which, by the way, is clearly Coutts slipped that information to the BBC. You know, they're discussing a customer's private finances.
Which is technically against outrageous. The rules of what they do.
Anyway, subsequent to that, on Wednesday, wasn't it? The newspapers drop, the Telegraph and the Mail, shockingly revealing with proven documents that, in fact, he was closed down because, as Coutts put it, his views, Nigel Farage's views, did not, and I quote, align with our purpose and our values.
Fuck off. They're a bank, right? Yeah. Not a fucking charity.
Yeah.
They're a fucking bank.
Yeah, what is your fucking purpose? Yeah. To get rid of, to have as many left-wing customers as possible.
Unbelievable. The thing that I found the most shocking, actually, was that one of the things against him was his friendship with Novak Djokovic, right?
Yeah.
Presumably because he didn't like the fact he didn't take the COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
How is that now fucking policy? And Donald Trump, who was democratically elected as of the United States of America.
I see.
You know, most people would go, blimey, you know Novak Djokovic and Donald Trump, fucking bring it on, come in. Maybe you can persuade them to get an account at Coutts.
Yeah, no. And another manager, there was a memo found, an email from a manager saying that the political views as a customer would inflict upon Coutts reputational damage. So being friends with arguably the greatest tennis player the world has ever seen, the greatest champions ever seen, is reputationally damaging for a fucking bank?
Yeah.
You fucking joking me?
Well, you know what? This explains, doesn't it, why all these tosses of Wimbledon don't like Djokovic. Why is it that they don't like him? Is it because he's a Serbian nationalist? Seems unlikely. Is it because, you know, he's too successful and single-minded and charming? No. Obviously because he didn't take fucking vaccine.
He's a non-conformist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's a non-conformist.
Fucking enemy of the people.
Yeah, he didn't take that brilliant vaccine that didn't stop you catching it, didn't stop you passing it on, didn't do very much at all, but allegedly kept you out of hospital. How did they ever quantify that?
It saved your life, Ken. Yeah. Here's the thing. I've got an idea. I think we should rename Toots, and I've got a new name.
I think I know where you're going.
Yeah, guess what I'm going to say next? Cuts.
Yeah.
Cuts and Co. Two T's. Cuts and Co. With two T's. Yeah,
the top people's bank, cunts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fucking amazing. But let's talk about the BBC, because they've got this proxy business fucking correspondent, right? His name is somebody Jack.
Simon Jack.
Simon Jack.
He's the business. He's the business editor.
Who, as you said, was fed this line by Cunts and Co.
He was very triumphant.
To say that, you know, instead of doing his job as a fucking journalist, it should have been to go back to Cunts and Co. and say, actually, are you fucking
Cunts
sure?
The bank.
Are you sure about this? Because, you know, this is quite a serious allegation. You're suggesting that a man has no financial backing. That could be libelous, I would have thought, if it's not true.
Well, and also,
John Sokol, now a mate who used to work for the BBC, but doesn't. Nobody understands why he left, because
he loves it so much.
He defended the fucking BBC. You know, he said, oh, Hugh Edwards shouldn't be investigated. It's a private matter. You know, what he gets up to with his various private bits has nothing to do with anybody else. Well, fucking sorry, mate. It turns out the BBC have actually got, as I predicted, a moral turpitude clause, which says if you bring the fucking organisation to disrepute, you're going to get fucking suspended and possibly sacked.
Yeah.
But this guy, Sokol, also jumped on the BBC line and said, oh, you'd have to be pretty sorry if you were Nigel Farage, because look out now, he hasn't got any money.
Yeah.
And again, got it completely fucking wrong. The journalistic ethics of a fucking toad, you know?
It's just...
And they hate Nigel Farage so much. Who's done more for this country politically than almost anybody in my fucking living memory.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Because if it wasn't for him, we'd still be in the fucking EU.
Yeah, and fucking Rishi Sunak.
And it'd be a lot hotter, because it's a lot hotter in the EU.
Well, fucking, it's a furnace. It's a fucking furnace. It's a fucking furnace.
I mean, dangerous.
Yeah, it's a heat storm.
Yeah.
What's a fucking heat storm, you cunt? Right. Anyway, Rishi Sunak, talking about cunts.
I rescind
that. That's too insulting. Rishi Sunak retweeted a sort of picture of the Telegraph front page running the story of Nigel Farage's bank account and how he really was for political reasons. Mm. So Rishi Sunak tweeted, this is wrong. No one should be persecuted for their political opinion.
Luckily, in his case, it doesn't happen. So
my view was, you know, I mean, good. I agree with Rishi Sunak. Rishi Sunak must have been thinking, you know, this is so fucking wrong. If only I was the Prime Minister, I could do something about it. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Well, he was
do
asked,
something
he?
About it. Fucking asked, ban them.
He was asked in the final Prime Minister's questions of the season, which took place today. He was asked, Rees-Mogg, are you, as representative of the third of a shareholder's stake in
36%
Hunts and Co. And NatWest, are you going to ask for an inquiry to be done as to why this has happened? And he didn't quite say that he would. But I mean, he could, because we are, as taxpayers, a third of the owners of this fucking banking group.
Yeah, 36% that we own. Right. So we are owed more than a statement. We're owed fucking honesty and decency. Because we own those fuckers.
Only what all decent people should do is go to Cunts & Co, open an account, take a massive loan out, and just not pay it back.
As I say, they effectively paid for the Queen Mother her entire fucking life. She had debts there, apparently, of millions of pounds. But because she's a royal, they let it go.
I bet you Prince Andrew still won't account
there. Well, the royals will have account.
Yeah, Prince Andrew won't account.
Well, yeah, exactly. So they don't mind his money.
No.
But yeah, it's a disgrace. It's a fucking disgrace. Really sinister.
Yeah.
Really worrying.
Dreadful. Absolutely awful. Now, what we haven't talked about, because the last time we did this Thought Police podcast, we hadn't got the information. But isn't it amusing to discover that good old Sleepy Joe, Beijing Joe Biden, likes to swear a lot? So he's obviously a fan of Thought Police.
Yeah.
It turns out that when he's in the fucking
open. I'm fucking serious!
Yeah, he tells people, get the fuck out of here!
Does he?
Yeah, apparently. It's partly because I think he's a bit fucking, you know, Alzheimer's.
He's angry. Alzheimer's people get angry.
And apparently people now in the White House are frightened to go in and see him on their own. So they take somebody with them, because he's less likely to shout at them.
Yeah.
But he's like saying things like, get the fuck out of here, or why the fuck can you not fix this?
Yeah, yeah. Why the fuck are you telling me that, you fuck? Fucking hell, fuck. I'm fucking serious.
Yeah. Why am I here?
Yeah, and then he fell asleep, didn't he, with the president of Israel.
He fell asleep this week with President Isaac Herzog in the Oval Office.
And president,
literally while he was in mid-sentence.
Yeah. So he's fucking asleep going, the fucking President Herzog is like looking around, what am I supposed to do, this old cunt sleep?
Absolutely fucking unbelievable. Now, we're going to be on the Patreon account about a great many things. Have you had any incidents that you wish to share with us before we go?
On the Patreon account,
we can do it on the Patreon account, we can do some here.
Well, I can give you a fucking incident. I've just heard from my wife. You know Thames Water?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the brilliant waters, the biggest water company in the country, supplies London with water. The fucking chief executive just sort of basically got fired.
Yeah,
It was only £4 million a year,
right?
Because it's a fucking shambles and it's about to go bankrupt. Well, I've just received a WhatsApp from my wife saying that my street has gone dry. There's no fucking water. Water supplies have dried up, so the whole street.
How long
Well, we don't know. Henrietta's going down to the pub.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Is your pub still open, by the way?
Yeah, it's going to close for 3 weeks for renovation.
I was given that information and I was asked to tell you about it.
Yeah, no.
I once woke up one morning and they fucking cut the water because there'd been some kind of mains burst in Southwark. But they never tell you.
No.
You don't get a text message that says, by the way, there's no water.
Yeah.
So I went to go to work, and I'm like, I'm kind of a fucking shower. So I got to London Bridge Station. I went into that dodgy Turkish barber and said, can you just wash my hair? And I did. It was actually great. So I went in there, got head massage, washed my hair. You know, I didn't have obviously a shower. But I thought I could do this every fucking day. Nothing bothering the shower. Shave your pockets. Yeah. Bit of fucking ear.
I just got a note from one of my neighbours about Thames fucking water.
Right.
Fucking cunts. Right. It says here. So she phoned up and said, we haven't got any water on the whole street. And they said, as it's not an emergency, there isn't much we can do until Friday.
What? Friday?
So anyway,
I'm joking.
I think among other people, my wife has phoned them back, and they are now coming within 4 hours. But their first response is to tell an entire street, sorry, you're dry until Friday. Fucking useless.
That is
absolutely useless.
Absolute wankers.
Dave Johnson.
Oh, yes. Dave Johnson, Suitable Choices, we should give him a mention.
He's our faithful sponsor,
Suitable Choices, of course, a mortgage broker for all your mortgage needs, based down there in Kent, Margate, sunny Margate. It's not too hot down there.
Yeah.
I think it's probably in the 20s if you go down there. You know, make sure you wear plenty of sunscreen.
It's a furnace.
Plenty of sunscreen and, you know, just be careful. A bit of ice cream.
We'll do a live
show. And we will actually be doing a live show, we've decided. We'll announce it soon. We're going to do it just because of your new show on
three to five every day, everyone.
Yeah, we're going to have to sort of find a new way of recording this. Yeah. So we might do kind of late afternoon, early evening shindig.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be lovely.
On a Monday or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll try and do it on a night you're not working.
And we've got the crowd already here, as you can hear them in the background.
You can hear them in the background, yeah. It's a bit busier.
That's the problem. Yeah. If you can hear noise in the background, everyone, it's because we're in the pub and people are spilling in here, having finished a hard day's work.
Yeah. By the way, before we go, I just want to mention one thing that I've noticed about this pub.
Yeah.
And some other pubs. Have you noticed that nobody knows how to fucking order a drink anymore?
They
fucking queue up behind each other. I came in this evening, right? Well, whatever time it was, it was after five. And there was a queue sort of going out the door. And I thought, fuck me, this is busy. And I walked in and they're all standing one behind each other. And they're all sort of in their 20s. It's like, don't you fucking know how to drink? Don't you know how to go along the bar? And then when it's your turn, they come to you, as opposed to you standing at the back, waiting to be called to the fucking bar. What's wrong with these guts? Idiots. Fucking amateurs.
They're young
and
people.
Wankers.
Yeah.
Morons.
Yeah, it's one thing I can't stand, it's young people.
Well, I don't mind young people.
And I can't stand old people either. Middle-aged people, I fucking hate.
Dead people,
they can go fuck themselves as well. Yeah. Babies, oh God, I really don't like babies.
Especially on planes.
Fuck's sake, yeah. Exactly. When you get on a fucking plane and some mother sits there, and you go, oh great, 8 hours of this, fantastic. I was on a fucking Virgin Atlantic with Melissa's. fiddle ourselves into first class. And so we're in those super beds and everything. And it was the age of the little cabins. And yeah. So, you know, it was just, it was great, you know, big, great big recliners and everything. Anyway, there was a mother there with a fucking kid screaming away.
In first class?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, you know, there's not much you can do.
If you paid 15 grand.
Well, that's one guy, just American guy, just went apeshit. He just went up to this.
Yeah. Listen, I did not pay $20,000 to have this fucking baby.
Yeah. And I had some sympathy for the the stewardesses. They just said, well, I'm sorry, sir, that, you know, that person, that baby has paid its fare. And, well, not personally, but their parents, and there's nothing we can really
I was trying to get an upgrade, and in fact, I was given an upgrade on American Airlines when I was married, and when my daughter was first born, she was about two or something, and we got on the plane, had a glass of champagne, we were just in business at first.
I can imagine you.
Fucking, this woman
you
was
hit the fucking baby.
Yeah.
God!
This fucking clipboarded woman sort of came and said, sorry, Mr. Greg, I'm afraid there's been a mistake. And I said, what's that? She said, well, you can't really upgrade people with children, young children, you know. And I said, well, you just have. So what do you want from me? She said, well, you can't stay in the seat because we're just not allowed to do it. So I said, well, so what do you suggest? She said, well, either your wife could go back into coach with the baby or you could. And I went,
wife.
I mean, I think now I'd go, yeah.
She's the mother.
But in fact, I did the right
you?
Thing, and I said, no, I don't think we
you've
do
changed.
I fucking went back with the two of them.
Good for you. Good for you.
But I wouldn't do it now.
Biggest mistake of your life. Why don't we, I'll tell you what we should close on. That tweet you received about the Just Stop Oil punch up.
Yeah. The guy had said to me, you know, that's a terrible incident, that, you know, you never want to see violence in the street. I hope that guy's foot is okay.
And on that bombshell.
On that bombshell. This is the Foot Police. We'll see you on Patreon. If you haven't joined it yet, fucking get on with it.
Yeah, get on. Fuck's sake.
If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.